Chapter 27. The Germans Threaten to Invade Great Britain. On the last day of term, as Molly, Frank and I were walking home from school, Frank's chatter was drowned out by the wail of the air raid siren. We stopped and looked at each other. We were on the long stretch of lane that led from the village centre to Ashcombe Park. There was nothing but fields on either side of us. Terror forced me to speak to Molly. "What should we do?" "Wait and see." The siren had sounded several times over the last few days, as German planes had started bombing British ports and shipping centres. Usually the air raid siren was followed almost immediately by the all clear, when the planes flew straight on towards their targets. But this noise was louder than usual. Two planes came into view, looming lower and larger. "Get down!" yelled Molly as a massive explosion almost deafened me. We dived into the ditch as another explosion shook the ground and the planes roared away. We lay in the ditch, silent, trembling. My ears were ringing. Would there be more planes? Where had the explosions been? They sounded very close. "Please, please let Auntie Rose and Uncle Bert be safe," I prayed over and over again. After what seemed like a very long time, Molly said, "Shall we get out?" When we stood up, I saw I had scratches and nettle stings all over me. They hadn't hurt at all when we were in the ditch, but now they really stung. "Let's get home," said Molly, in a wobbly voice. I shot her a sideways glance. She was completely white. So was Frank. "I think the bombs fell in the wood," I said. "They were probably aiming for the searchlight." I was only guessing. I just wanted to reassure Frank, but the searchlight did seem like a likely target. It was at the other end of the wood, about 2 miles away. I liked watching its beams as they roamed the night skies, looking for Emily planes. It made me feel safer to know the lights were searching the sky as we slept. Molly broke into a run. "Wait for me," called Frank. "Hurry up then." She reached for his hand and pulled him along. I ran a little way behind them. "Mum!" Molly shouted, bursting through the back door. "Dad!" Auntie Rose came running out of the kitchen. She threw her arms around all three of us. "Oh, thank goodness you're safe," she said, squeezing us together. "Where's Dad?" asked Molly. "He's gone with the warden to see where the bombs fell. They reckon they were aiming for the searchlight." When Uncle Bert came home, we learned that the bombs had missed the searchlight and exploded in the wood, creating a massive crater. The village was very lucky. Nobody was hurt and no houses were damaged. Clover didn't appear for her supper that evening. I looked all over the house, under the beds, in the cupboards, behind the furniture, but there was no sign of her. I went into all the farm buildings to call her, but there was no response. "Don't worry," said Auntie Rose. "You know she doesn't like loud noises. She'll be hiding somewhere quiet until she feels safe again. She'll come out when she's hungry." But Clover still hadn't touched her food at breakfast time. I wanted to search for her, but Auntie Rose kept us busy all morning, and then Frank wanted me to work in the garden with him after lunch. By 3 o'clock, though, I couldn't stand the worry any more. What if Clover was injured or stuck somewhere? I couldn't just do nothing. I had to search, and I wouldn't stop until I found her.